some of us are likely to miss a great deal of what God had in store for us and had in His mind for us if we had fought the fight. How many people failed when Pentecost came, because it was a tremendous fight. And rather than fighting the fight honestly, they chose an easier path. God asked them to live by faith. Why, that was a terrible fight to fight. It was so much easier to join an organization and to get a job and get a salary. And the great bulk of people did exactly that. I've had my discussions with young men, and they didn't like it because Pentecost, it was not organized, it was not offering salaries to their ministers. And they wanted to get married, and of course, when you have a wife and raise a family of children, you've got to have something to buy your margarine with, and God knows what else. You can't live by faith entirely. But look at Lillian Thrasher, went into Egypt. She had nothing. She didn't even have her fare when God called her to go to Egypt, but she had God. Look what God did with her. Look what God did with Gunnar Wingren in Brazil, with Salter and Burton in Africa, and many others that dared launch out on God. Salter and Burton went to Africa, and the first thing that happened to them was that they took fever and were deathly sick. And they were advised by their best friends to go back home. And Salter's grave had already been dug, and they were going to stick him in. But they stuck it out, and God met them. And God raised them up, and to this day, look at Elder Brooks, what a fight he fought. What a marvelous victory that man won, and he never got through fighting until he went to heaven. And he was called the Fighting Elder. And what he's doing today, we don't know.